the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online, as you know, at NPR.org. I missed so many things when I was gone. I was gone for so long, it felt like forever. I missed, of course, the fact that BPP gives you all the news you need to know to operate as an educated citizen of these United States. But you know what I miss the most, Mike?
The camaraderie and the people. It's about the people, right?
No.
No.
I miss the ramble.
I thought you were going to say people.
No. Okay. Well, I do miss the people. You know I do. But I really like the ramble. You start.
All right. I'd like to take you to Waco, Texas. And there's some news out of Waco. And so is rocker Ted Nugent. Actually, he's out of Waco. This is what we mean. Ted Nugent is out of Waco. He's leaving Waco. He and his family are looking for a simpler life about 12 miles away. And so they held a tag sale over the weekend to unload some of their stuff. The gun enthusiast and crossbow expert should he put some big game trophies up for sale, like a rhinoceros head, zebra stallion mounts, and bleached deer skulls, signed by the snakeskin cowboy himself. It is not clear what sold at the estate sale, or how much he made, or how many more critters he'll bring along with him to the new digs, or if the Motor City Madman plans to perform in a loincloth again anytime soon.
Wait and see. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's some news from women's basketball. Wham, bam, slam, dunk. Thank you, ma'am. Second slam dunk in WNBA history by Los Angeles Sparks rookie Candace Parker. She sank a one-hander with less than a minute to go. It happened last night when the Sparks beat the Indiana Fever 77-63. It was Parker's 12th WNBA game ever, so she's kind of a newbie, and yet she was able to plant this dunk with 29 seconds to go. The crowd totally went wild, as you would expect, rose to their feet. First and only other WNBA dunk also happened at the Staples Center. It was back in 2002. Lisa Leslie did it, a three-time MVP.
Lisa Leslie, fascinating story this year. She's basically the best player in the WNBA.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and you know what she's coming back from? Not an injury.
What?
Birth. She gave birth to a daughter last
oh,
year. She's the story
cool.
of the year. Here's a Candace Parker quote. She was just trying not to miss on the dunk. It's exciting to do it in front of Los Angeles at home and at the same basket that Lisa did it on. Let's measure that basket.
Yeah, right.
Like there's one basket in NBA history that has ever been dunked on. All the other baskets tease it.
Very cool. So I'm going to continue by telling you about a story from the other side of the ocean, of the Atlantic to be specific. The Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, he's been in hot water all week, trying to suspend his trial for allegedly bribing British lawyer David Mills. This guy, Silvio, just shake my head. And he's preparing a blanket law that would make him immune to lawsuits. This weekend at church in Sardinia, Berlusconi was looking for another kind of special treatment. He wants to be able to take communion,
yeah.
And you're not supposed to do that in the Catholic Church if you've been divorced,
right.
Which is not acceptable.
Yeah, except it only happens in every church.
Everywhere. Remember, there was a whole brouhaha. Rudy Giuliani was seen going to communion when the Pope visited. He's, of course, been divorced a couple times. Anyway, as a bishop was preparing to distribute communion wafers, Berlusconi asked, when are you going to change this rule that stops me from taking communion?
Well, maybe it's the subtlety that landed him in trouble with the bishop.
Yeah, the bishop told the Italian paper La Stampa that Berlusconi could take the matter to a higher level. Since he'd been received by the Pope. Who knows, maybe those hand kisses will come in handy. Mm-hmm.
All right, now news to the Amy Winehouse story of the day. Doctors diagnosed the British pop star with emphysema. That's what her dad, Mitch Winehouse, has told the Britain's newspaper, The Daily Mirror. Winehouse, 24, was taken to the hospital after she fainted in her London home last week. Doctors say her lungs are operating at 70% capacity. Tough for a singer. Her dad says his daughter's lungs are gunked up because of smoking cigarettes and crack. So what's his idea for de-gunking Amy? Two, he's trying to keep her to stay off the drugs and to keep the drug dealers at bay. There is I am always cautious to do so many Amy Winehouse crazy stories of the day because she has drug problems, clearly.
Yes.
Hard to diagnose from afar, seems to me to be a drug addict. And this whole story that keeps on giving aspect to Amy Winehouse, it's all of a part with her having a lot of drug problems. But the idea that a 24-year-old can have emphysema from smoking crack, perhaps it's a cautionary tale, not like there's a lot of good reasons to smoke crack. The rock star herself, she has talked about wanting to stay drug-free. But then again, she sings the song Rehab and gets a Grammy Award. So it's a, you know, dual message going on there. Well, perhaps she will make it to next week's Glastonbury Festival.
She's supposed to perform.
Let's hope Amy gets her act together because it's a good act when she's on her game.
It's
and that's
true.
And that's your ramble. These stories and more at our website, npr.org/Brian Parker.